Just yesterday, I got taken out of the lineup in El Paso. Told me I was coming up here to be on the taxi squad, and then found out I was activated when I walked in the door today.
What's it like for you? I mean, 32nd round pick doesn't always make it to the big leagues. What does it all feel like for you?
It's all worth it, but it's far from done. I'm always someone like the next step is there's no finish lines until I'm done playing. So this is another thing I have to battle and do what I do out there and not treat it like a finish line and just a new beginning.
Can you tell us a little bit about your journey, just kind of what you've been through over the course of your career?
Yeah, so I went to Quinnipiac University in Connecticut. All 4 years, graduated from there, got drafted as a senior in the 32nd round, and been with the Padres since 2017. And luckily, most of them have been in like higher levels. I've been lucky. I got moved up fast, and opportunities opened up, and I took advantage of them. And it's kind of where I am right now.
And how about your versatility? It seems like you play quite a bit all over the field. How does that help you? And how valuable is it?
It's a lot of fun. It makes me feel like a little kid out there. It keeps me relaxed, and it's something I grew up playing shortstop my whole life, but once I got drafted, I had a pretty good understanding. The best idea was to play as many positions as I can, and it's just something I really enjoy now.
What have you learned about how to handle that role? You're moving around the diamond, playing different positions on a given day.
I've learned to try to like create similarities between positions, so I'm not overthinking. I'm not trying to reinvent the wheel. I'm trying to take things I do well from one position, use them at another, and just my whole thing is to keep everything as simple as possible.
So how does that play itself out? Like, what do you mean, like similarities,
like up the middle, understanding footwork's not that different, left side footwork's not that different, not trying to recreate myself for a new position, so just trying to keep my fundamentals and my foundation the same wherever I go.
So like playing left field, you play shortstop, play.
Yeah, outfield's a little, that was the bigger adjustment, getting off the dirt, but yeah, that's just a lot of reps and BP that I've learned quick, that you can do a lot of drills there, but just live reps off bats is the best thing you can do.
You talked about having fun, I imagine it is, but you also knew, like, hey, this is probably a really good way to enhance my chances of making it. And
absolutely.
I imagine that feels worth it now.
Yeah, oh, well worth it. Well worth it. I'm on cloud nine right now. This is awesome.
Do you have any family coming or anyone?
Not tonight. They all get here tomorrow.
And then too quick.
More friends. Yeah, they were just with me in Sacramento last week, so it was a quick turnaround for them.
And is there anyone you know in the clubhouse or any coaches that you have any familiarity with?
Yeah, I had Berkey as a hitting coach in 19, and luckily big league camp, I had a good relationship with all these guys, and I played with a few of them either through rehab stints or before they came up for their career. So a few good relationships, but I'm excited to make more and make them up here.
Family back east.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, it's a quick turnaround.
When did they get back to Connecticut? Like, how? What kind of turn?
June. The 26th they flew out. They took a red eye. So I got one of them 27th, and now
they're flying back.
Yeah. So they're gonna be tired.
A lot of miles. Yeah.
Wait, I missed that. Did they come watch you in El Paso, or is it?
They visited me in Sacramento.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah, so now
perfect.
We're back.
Thanks,
here.
Man.
Thank you, guys.
Hey, Matt. Thank you so much.
Nice.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you.